Ew!
Back again once is the incredible House of Cuckoos. Here we are. Welcome to another morning.
Live here in Cleveland.
Live. In your face.
Ohio. On the
in
earth.
Your ears. We're only in your face if you're looking at us on the internet while listening to us. Otherwise, we're in your ear. We're like an earworm. Just, hey, man. Listen to us.
We're just inside your mind, Dr. Antonio. None of this really exists.
No,
it's
it doesn't.
It's a total solipsistic moment for you.
Solipsism. I am the center of my own world, and everything else is just subject to my perspective of reality. You don't exist.
Can't see that. Wow.
You really don't exist.
It's great, yeah.
You only exist if I think you to exist. If
all
I'm
right.
Thinking you into being, like, you're not really here, Urban.
So why do you gotta make me, you know, if I'm existing in your mind, why do I have to be struggling to pay bills? Why don't you have that taken care of? So your imaginary me can at least enjoy a little fun time.
I have to keep my ego high, you know.
What about those people that you suffer, not the you have as the richest person in the world?
I still have to have a little humility in my life. I don't want to be too...
You see, the mystical secret to solipsism is you realize that that doesn't matter either. You're above that even. That's how slyptic you are.
Yes, I am
that
so slyptic.
You don't need to be.
I'm
you're in the
I'm
middle,
above
like,
the beneath and the
you're
beneath
sort of
is
a messiah
below.
Complex.
And I'm above. Well, that's what my shrink once said. I had a messiah complex. But I only thought him into existence, so he wasn't really there.
And depends on who you're trying to save anyways.
You know, and I don't know who I was handing money to. I don't know if it was the if I thought the shrink into existence, I'm giving him money. Who was I really handing my money to?
The shrink, the priest, the preacher man. It's all part of the big old plan.
Hey.
It's gonna break your solipsism true.
Hey.
That's
hey.
Torture.
Hey. Hey. So yeah. So everything revolves around me.
What about what revolves around the sun? You know, they sent another
the sun
rocket
revolves
ship.
Around me.
Rocket ship that didn't blow up with Facebook's money in it. I'm talking about the rocket ship they sent that's going to land
See,
on an asteroid.
I have read opposing views. One, what bullshit are we being thrown
right
at now? What conspiracy bullshit is in our face now?
But on the other level...
Little, little, you got a lot. Show me what you got. Little, little.
That song is titled Shame, premiered here on the House of Cuckoos.
So as we're chilling in this house with central air, East Rockport, Ohio. It's not appropriate. There are those that enjoy this humid.
Think of the people listening in the arid areas.
That, I could deal with arid.
People who don't know.
Dry heat, I've been
in. Other than Florida or the Carolinas.
That's super humid. I'm complaining now about East Rockport summers.
That's right.
But the springs are alright, if not a little wet. But the autumn in East Rockport, particularly my favorite, as is the winter.
Lovely autumn, yes.
But the autumn is just superb.
I just hate driving in the winter. I like everything else. Unless it's the right drive at the right time when no one's on the road at the right moment.
With winter comes a sense of serenity, a peace of mind.
Yeah, you can gain weight without guilt. Alright.
Beautiful desolation, if you will, when everything is just covered over in a blizzard. I appreciate a good blizzard. I don't think there's many people out there who appreciate a good blizzard. There's nothing like a nice day after.
Hi, Tawana Mama.
Dad?
Dad's home.
Oh, hey, Dad.
Huh. Powder your balls. Powder your balls. Wanna powder your balls each and out. Dad, no, that's... I lost it. Hold on. Powder your balls. Powder your balls. You want a powder? I can't. Hold on, dude. I was singing it this morning. No.
He can't remember it.
Yeah. Powder your balls. Powder your balls. Powder your balls each and every day. Get 'em dry, you make 'em fly, so they don't stick to your inner thigh. She'll kiss 'em once, she'll kiss 'em twice. Hey, they smell like lemon slice. Or like a lemon slice.
A delicious flavor.
Citrusy. My balls are citrusy. I wear a lemon sock. A lemon cock sock.
Who isn't? You hear them singing the chants for you, Dr. Antonio.
Holy, holy. Uncle Tony!
They are there.
You look happy.
Yeah, you do look happy.
Oh, I do. Thank you. That's good to hear. Well, I'm kind of like melancholy. I'm not really... What? What's going on now?
Somebody's in our library next door over there. I don't know. Kind of. Something exciting is going on. Not
here. Did we rent the library out? Or something? What's going on?
Well, we got them chanting and all that already, too, you know.
And I hear, like, sounds like somebody, like, slapping a pork roast.
Yeah, that could be. I mean, I hope they're not getting, you know, salmonella anywhere.
No. Throwing their chicken
here
pieces.
At the House of Cuckoos. Intensely.
That's
you slide down the water slide of...
It's well, you slide down the fire pole of
get
the Cuckoos.
Get to the bottom.
Yeah, we put a fire pole. We have a few of them throughout the house. We only have like one that goes from like one floor to the next. We have actually a fire pole that goes 34 floors. So if you go to the 34th floor of
the House of Cuckoos.
Of the House of Cuckoos, you could take it to the first floor. And then we have one on that starts on the 12th floor that goes to the 83rd sub-level in the basement. So that's actually like 95 floors.
That's a pretty good number, I think. They think so over there, yeah.
To go sliding down a pole?
I think Jolly's throwing donuts at that couple that's inside over in our library.
Yeah.
I keep hearing squishes. He went over there to talk to him, and
he threw a bunch of Boston cream.
Don't get the books dirty, Jolly.
Well, A, it's good that they put the plastic on some of the racks. It's like wet in here.
Watch how you come. They're breasts. Oh, wait, you're talking about the book racks.
Yeah, the book racks. Yeah, it's kind of wet in here. It's like a sprinkler went off.
That's what she said.
Yeah. My goodness.
Just a turn on. The books are open.
We'll have to get the janitor to see if any of the fire sprinklers went off in here while they... Because they don't look soaked, but everything else is soaked. That's weird.
The music will be balanced.
Did they bring a cup of water with them?
They could be, or I don't know what they're doing. I hear it's something in the background.
Yes.
Hopefully everything's okay. They're borrowing that used Kama Sutra we got from... or a Joy of Sex book we bought from the garage sale.
The Joy of Sex?
Yeah, yes. It was a used one.
Yeah.
But we didn't open it yet, but that sounds like they did in there. Perhaps.
No, I think they're baking a cake.
Oh. Is that what they call it these days?
Yeah, they were dry rubbing the roast before they put it in the oven.
Whoa, what happened?
I don't know. I think she dropped the cake.
She's
upset.
Cake.
She's
dropped
upset.
The cake, baby.
Yeah.
What happens at church, I guess.
Yeah, when you drop the cake.
I'm starting to think something really is going on here.
What's happening to us?
Is she having an asthma attack over there?
Maybe she's, dare I say...
In heat?
No, she's pooping.
Oh!
She's right. Pooping.
Take a sound and, yeah... Hashtag reverse the sound.
Oh,
that
Taco Bell
salad.
Yeah, Taco Bell. Oh my goodness.
Sometimes a relief is there. It's a shared toilet, I think.
I'm on a diet, so I'm gonna go get the taco salad. That's not just because salad's on there doesn't make it a diet food.
Date night and a shared toilet. Let's go.
I took my baby to the taco stand. She got a burrito, I got a sand.
It's the only thing I know about that girl from who's saying that I'd like drop that bass, drop that bass. People that listen will know what I mean. It's a pop song. I can't remember her name. The only thing I know about her is that her and her husband had the bathroom with the two toilets.
Back to back?
Yeah, or well, just like next
to side to side,
other,
yeah, the side to side one.
Like, it's not a big deal. One can get ready, take a shower while the other, you know, they have their own toilet.
Oh.
But they
don't poop together.
That's the whole thing there. Like, they don't think twice about it. So that's the only thing I know about the
girl. They don't, what, they
it's
poop
all
together?
About that base. About that
they
base.
Poop together?
Yeah.
No! I'm sorry, I'm not that. No, that's a private moment for me. I'm not that, primal. Yeah.
Yeah, like they
which
are.
Is fine.
On our
which is fine.
Right now.
I'm not that.
Is Jolly in a three way with them? I mean, is that. He's not like a human, so I don't know what that means.
Oh, no,
him.
No, he's... Wow, Jolly, I didn't know...
He's jumping on the bed while they're kissing.
He's bookshelving. Oh, my goodness. That's what bookshelving
Meghan
is.
Meghan Trainor, that's right.
He said, watch me put these books on the shelf, and that's what he meant. Oh, wow. Jolly.
He's on the train now.
Jolly's
we're
on
banging
the train.
On the train.
Jolly
like,
train.
What happened to the church? I thought they were like in... Whoops. There's a train coming by right now. Hold on. All right.
Who's the director? He looks familiar.
Is that Tom Hanks?
No. Dude, look at... Don't interrupt him now, but I is the director... Looks like Herbie.
I don't... Meghan Trainor has side-by-side toilets, so she and husband can go at the same
That's
time.
Just, they can just never talk to me. They can never associate with them. With those people.
Well, you know, it's
tandem
all,
pooping?
It can be, yeah.
Tandem pooping?
It's all in tandem.
Tandem pooping. I don't want to poop tandemly.
I don't want to poop without you.
I don't want to shit in your shoe alone. Okay, I've heard it, yeah. No, you're all about that poop. That poop. She's all about that poop. All that poop. All that poop. About that poop and poop. Together with her husband. Tandem turds. Tandem turds. Tandem turding. Doom. Boom, boom. Man. So she can
they
lean.
They poop together. She's pooping and Daryl's like, I'm going to have to hang out with you now. Family that poops together stays together. At this time in the arc, she's 27. He's 29.
So here's my thing, though. You know what a blumpkin is, right? That's if being a man,
right?
It's where a man receives oral sex while defecating.
Oh, okay.
And a reverse blumpkin is where she's on the toilet pooping, giving you a blowjob while you're standing there. Just standing there, like, you know, she's seated, she's pooping and blowing. So you don't know if she's going to the blowjob or to the turd. I could not, no. So I just came up with a new one. With the seated ones, call it a super blumpkin. You're both pooping. She just leans over and starts blowing you.
Yeah, I mean, nature's anal beads. There you go.
So while you're pooping together, side by side, she's blowing you, and you could be flicking her bean. Yeah. So you
like her.
Everybody comes and poops at the same time.
Old Grecian philosopher's party going on.
Old Grecian philosopher. It's McConnell.
Peed together often, but as of this interview, when she first said it, they said they had only pooped together twice at that point.
Peed together? How do you pee together? You
both got to pee at the same time. You can't wait for another.
Oh, where you're in the toilet? No, then the splashback is gonna get on.
Well, again, maybe he's a seated
pisser,
male urinator in his old age or something.
In his 30s, in his late 20s, early 30s, old age.
So there you go. Oh, that's what they look like.
Oh my God! So it's those. It's
One's in the corner of the wall, and one's hanging around the door.
There are two toilets just side by side. I thought it was the ones that was like one. They were like tandem. One was facing one way.
One was facing the other. I'm sorry, I missed that. Yes.
Yeah. Here, I'll show you. I thought you've seen the picture before. I thought it was memed many times.
I'm sure it has. I'm not always aware of types of things, you know?
A tandem toilet. Cake baking episode. Is that Rachel
Ray? Are they even on the frosting yet?
Is that Rachel Ray and Jolly?
You can bribe Jolly with food, that's for sure.
Hey, yes you can.
Get Rachel Ray accused of.
So there are now.
Relationship
he brought it. So I hear a choo-choo train.
Oh yes. There's a lot going.
That means they're running a train on her. Is that what that means?
It could be with the Cowboys is coming around the corner there. Yeah, bandits and all that kind of stuff. This must be the Viagra grouping over here.
This one. Mm.
Three's Company looking thing.
Yeah. So you can sit and talk to each other. Smoke a stogie. Take a shit and drink a martini.
I don't know why I always have the runs in the 70s.
This is a double toilet for lovers. Lets couples poo at the same time. So you're... It's two toilets together.
Two toilets together.
And the toilets are intersected by like an S or a Z kind of shape.
Yeah.
Almost.
Yeah. Indented swirl.
Well, it goes straight... Then it turns straight, and then it turns straight again.
Straight,
and then you're seated facing one way, and the person's seated facing the other way. But you guys could turn and look, and you'll perfectly see each other's face. So you can talk and
hold mine.
No, I don't want anything to do with that stuff, man.
Then you wait for. But what is there? Two sinks. They have to wait to wash their hands, so one has to finish first.
Yeah. See. So
no shared. Unless you're in the caves, you know.
Toilet for couples.
Everybody's into something. You can find it on Twitter.
Yeah, here's a video. This is a Saturday Night Live skit it's from. But that, yes, this is just, like, weird. But people, as you
body
know,
is
they
the
do.
Body is the fetishize of everybody.
Anything, oh, I know.
You just get to pick your flavors. Or if your menu changes as you get your different age groups.
Yes, as I get older, I don't really order from the menu much. There's nothing on the menu that really interests me anymore.
Wow.
Wow, it's like they're getting off the train. Oh my god, Jolly, Jolly, that little guy spit.
Or he's just filming again. That's last time.
Jolly. Oh my goodness. What a train ride. That's why it's wet in here.
So that was like a lawn fountain. Joke.
That was like a lawn fountain.
Lawn fountain. Here he comes.
Him too.
Get that woman some water. She's got to be dehydrated after that.
Yes. She needs a sip of the water. Bring her some water. Thank you.
Yeah. Oh. They liked it, I guess. Wow. I didn't know there was an audience going on over there with the odd cake baking, as
with
you were saying.
With the help of a little friend. Yeah? Oh, my goodness gracious. Grand dogs.
You could maybe go around the corner and interview them.
I'm afraid to. I think I would need, like, one of those...
You get up close, you know.
Biohazard suits.
In case they're splashing or body fluids,
yeah,
oils.
Yeah, I can't, yes.
Performance makeup.
I got to be able to run that under a high-powered shower before I get out of the suit.
Yeah.
Which has its own scuba. So
with the rubber octopus arm, so you can look like a little walking water spider. It has a star heart.
Like Zoidberg. But a yellow Zoidberg. Thank you.
Call me Octave.
Octave. Octolips.
It can't be Octavius because that would be copyright.
Yeah.
It's Octave the Octopus.
Octave the octopus shits everywhere he can.
I'm not Doc Ock, I'm Nurse Ock.
Yeah,
so Nurse Ock. Get copyrighted.
Surgeon Octopus.
Nurse Ock.
Yeah.
Surge Ock.
Yeah.
Surge
Ock. Yeah, Surge
Ock. Surge Ock works
there. Yeah, Doc Ock. Surge Ock works there. Yeah. Counselor Ock. Yeah. Psychiatrist Ock. Psycho Ock. What? What are you talking about?
Ephemeral Congress of Broken Toes.
I am Surgeon Octopus. I like that.
Surgeon Squid, if you want to change
it. Yeah, better yet. Surgeon Squid.
Move over a part species or whatever.
What?
Octopus to Squid.
Yeah, move over, Doc Ock. Surgeon Squid is in the house.
Fingers are underneath.
I don't know why that's a cephalopod sound for me. I can't tell you. Maybe she
movies,
can.
Movies?
Cephalopods. Yeah, she doesn't understand.
She's
see?
Still. You think she's
she
still pooping?
Uh huh. Taco Bell does a number. Well, any fast food, really. All that grease and filler pushes right out of you. People would always say, like, you know, you eat Chinese food, an hour later you're hungry. Well, the truth is, you eat fast food, you're in the bathroom an hour later. Releasing.
An hour earlier.
An hour earlier than before.
You should be.
What the hell? How comes that? Why is what's on the toilet paper like a spicy looking orange? Why is it the color of spicy orange?
Your stomach said, I'm not breaking this down. Get this out of here.
Get this out. Get it out. Yeah. Well, after eating jail food for 30 days, I'm like, I'm getting all that junk in me.
Yeah. I'll take your... preservatives.
So I'll be preserved.
Yes, like a sardine.
An anchovy. Dr. Anchovy, Lucifiki.
Lucifelta.
Lucifelta fish. Gefelta, yeah. And yeah. Anchovy Lucifelta.
That's my aunt Chovy. Her name's Chovy?
Chovinia. That's her full name, Chovy.
Aunt Chovy.
Aunt Chovy, how you doing? Isn't my good auntie?
No, that's my Aunt Chovy.
That's Aunt Chovy. Oh, you mean anchovies? Are you gross? She's in my aunt. She's in my family member. My aunt anchovy. What do you say? I eat the anchovy? No. Oh, you mean the little? No. I don't like an anchovy. But I love anchovy. I hate the anchovy on the
can
pizza.
Can we say anti-show? American moron.
No. I hate anchovy on a pizza, but I love eating pizza with anchovy. That's good for you. That's good for me, huh? Could I order a pizza no anchovy for me and my anchovy?
La la.
I wanna order a pizza with no anchovy for me and anchovy,
please.
You want a slice or two? No anchovy for you, but for anchovy one. No it. Anchovy for you, but anchovy, you get one. And two. La 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 la. Ha la ha la he. Slap a dog, kick a cat, I make a pizza for you. What?
It's derogatory. Just
this is derivative and derogatory. How could this be even going on?
Stereotyping Italians.
I am Italian.
Right, but they would say if we post it. To that extreme of kicking dogs and cats.
It's the lad. Don't go back. What was the earlier one I did? I choke your face. I punch your mouth. I smack your face and break your back. Yeah.
But don't you touch my anchovies.
But don't touch my anchovy. Yeah. A pizza with no anchovy for me and my anchovy. Together we eat the pizza with no anchovy with anchovy.
Keep it witty, we could probably be
I want a pizza session. With no anchovy, so I can eat it with anchovy.
Can you guys dance for the video?
It's a lot of matzapu, a lot of hot.
Put some beats on it. Get to make the video, and there we go. We're done. We're set.
I make a pizza, no anchovy for me and my anchovy. Choviana.
Well, ask, of course. Yeah. Not so cold here.
If you would. Please, if you will, take a pill and get high with me.
Eat my salami.
What? What?
I'm adding that to every lyric now we're writing.
And my salami.
Like smoke weed every day.
And salami. No, smoke sausage. Although salami is a sausage, you don't smoke it, you cure it.
Well, what? Has it got like evil demons in it? Is it a moral cancer like we have on our country?
What's that? Did you see that? What new?
Deets! God damn it! the late, great Peter Because. ReverbNation.com/PeterBecause/ Or songs, you can go right to it if you want, there you go. So, ooh, the great Peter. Give up, Baba. Give up, Baba. Give up, Baba. Give up, Baba. Give up, Baba.
Oh, yeah. There is a growing trend among modern intellectuals to advocate for the unapologetic and unrelenting pursuit of cuckoo-ness at buffet tables. But don't be fooled. This isn't just some passing fad. This is a movement that seeks to liberate us from the oppressive social conventions of dining etiquette and elevate our gastronomic experiences to new heights. According to proponents of this movement, the strict adherence to conventional norms at buffet tables is a form of social oppression. The endless parade of dishes and the temptations of gluttony are too much to bear for any human being. This is where being cuckoo steps in. By adopting a more playful and experimental approach, one can embrace the chaotic nature of the buffet table and unleash oneself from the strictures of decorum and aplomb. The benefits of acting cuckoo-ly are manifold. For one, it helps break down social barriers and foster deeper connections with our fellow diners. No one can resist the allure of the cuckoo. A well-timed and expected gesture could be the start of a lifelong friendship or romance. It also encourages greater creativity, as one must constantly think outside the box to make the most of each dish. And the sense of liberation and joy that comes from being free to express oneself or to publicly break wind without fear of judgment can be truly transformative. Of course, there are doubters. Those who say that the pursuit of cuckoo-ness at buffet tables is just silly and immature, and that it detracts from the pleasurable experience of dining. But these naysayers miss the point. Cuckoo-ness isn't about making a mockery of the buffet. It's about embracing the chaos and the joy that comes with it. So go ahead, dear listener, and seize the buffet table by its horns. Let your cuckoo flag fly and show the world what fierce individualism and glee abandon looks like. In a world that can often be so stifling and restrictive, the buffet table is one area where we can exercise our freedom in all its cuckiness and riotous glory. Cuckoo, motherfucker, cuckoo.
That's great. I'm the reason why.
Really? So yeah. So what happens when you get your picture taken in the public? Then we can go be famous.
Oh. Hey, look at that. Who's that guy? He's a cuckoo.
I was wondering why you got more Twitter people to follow you.
Exactly.
You were secretly dating Taylor Swift.
Exactly.
You have to stand on a stool or something to reach up to her, or is she not that
tall? I wear my platform combat boots, my thick, chunky combat boots.
Right.
Big sole heels. One of those things.
Do you worry that people have other, you know, fantasies about this girl you're dating?
No.
She's so famous.
Because I had fantasies while she was dating other people, too.
Oh, okay.
So I guess it's only
fair.
So
now it's just your turn.
Yeah, it's fair.
Thank
it's
you, Taylor
turn.
Swift. Boop, 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 boop. We're going to get hate mail for that one.
I hate you. I love Taylor.
Yeah,
you're
family
terrible.
And friends that like her music.
Yeah.
A deer. A female deer. Ray, the guy who fucked that.
What?
Andrew Dice Clay.
Oh.
Nurse,
yes,
nurse,
no, I got you now.
A female deer. Ray, the guy
rumor.
Who fucked her.
Drama rumor that's out there or something.
Just quoting Andrew Dice Clay.
Okay. And then I fermented those from Ghostbusters.
Fermented.
No, Ray from Ghostbusters.
Fermented, and then fermented. All right.
Don't make me think about it hard and put my glass down like that again. I got that from Velocity.
Nice.
He said, always make a dramatic sound and then point and cringe with your teeth and say something really nice.
Don't hail in your soup.
He said people will either giggle or run away fast. If you don't get in a fight, you won't get mugged.
No,
you just
won't.
Do that to the guy mugging you.
Exactly, mugging you.
Your ear. I am going to put a toenail in your ear.
Mug.
Put a toenail in your ear.
Mug.
Have a sip of coffee here on the House of Cuckoos radio show. Welcome again.
Welcome to another exciting...
Cut this or leave it as that and be funny. Or leave it as that and be funny and say what the fuck's going on. What the hell's going on in the House of Cuckoos radio show?
We're glad you came to the station to listen to us once again on the House of Cuckoos radio show.
Crazy times at the House of Cuckoos. Some transitions of our bedrooms here and the whole reshifting...
of the house again. The rooms are reshifting.
I'm getting my own personal basement, Dr. Antonio. Off of my bedroom, Dr. Antonio has his own basement. In his
I have like a 27 apartment level basement. It goes down.
Right. And if you have windows that you really do see like outer space in this place.
In my sub-basement. Almost in my sub-basement.
Dimensional things in these
realms. I have one of the sub-levels of my basement. And it's got the window. And you've seen Elven Kingdom.
Right, yeah.
It's great.
But still, I can't get my ears apart. No. I need that pressure now.
No. And there's another sub-level. Oh! Well, there's another sub-level where you can look out the window, like Urban said, and see outer space. But it's nothing. But it's not any constellation. It's not any constellation you could recognize because it's a different 100 million light years away. So it's a different set of stars, different set of planets.
Where'd you get this information from?
The aliens that come knocking on the window.
Down there. This
don't tell me to get,
dimensional
get out of there.
Yeah. Wizardry, you're trying again?
They tell me I'm in their backyard. What? Get out of my backyard!
Don't the scientists know about this?
Well, now they do.
They're getting catching.
NASA.
They're getting catching on.
Yeah, they're going to come up. Yeah.
Well,
what are you doing?
You're broadcasting it live right now.
You can't do this. You can't have subspace particles in
we want to talk to the aliens, please.
Aliens, I guess. Speaking of aliens, I guess, you know, this may be dating the show, but pretty soon...
Oh, not that kind of date.
NASA is going to tell us what they found on... By the time you...
Oh, yeah.
So by the time you may re-listen to this, you may already know what they found on your
so
own.
So tell us now, right now, do you know?
Tell us, do you know?
Are you from the future? Then tell us right now.
Tell us.
All right, if you know, tell us now, pause. Oh, so that's what it is.
I can't believe it.
Yeah,
that's
thanks
amazing.
For telling us. You told us in the past.
That's incredible.
I thought it was that.
You told us what was in the future to the past.
For that...
Europa.
Was it Uranus?
Europa. Yes. Moon Europa. One of the moons of Jupiter.
Have you ever moon Uranus?
I have moon Uranus, and
the
they came and said, I don't appreciate
it. And they Saturn on it.
They Saturn on Uranus? They saw Saturn on Uranus.
And Europa them in.
Europa them in, and then you
tickled your little
mother. Ayo!
Drove them to Mercury, and... Venus them right between the
Venus and the Milo. All the time. Yes, outer space. Venus all the time. So yeah, so space,
radio.
I guess. We will be knowing in the near future what NASA has discovered upon Europa.
Bugs, water, bugs and critters.
Life,
lost,
maybe.
Lost ship.
Lost civilization.
Yeah, that would be cool.
What if
there
our
goes
ancestors,
our DNA. Now there's our whole the genetic. Did I say DNA?
Yeah. What if our ancestors actually? What if our ancestors actually came from Europa?
Or are about to go there and they didn't know it in a comfortable stay that they can only do for about 3 weekends.
Only for 3 weekends?
That's right, because the pools are limited on Europa because of the, nuclear reaction and everything. But it'll be a great stay.
Pools.
So when we take all the remains of our ancestors and send them to Europa, we'll have a great time for 2 weekends. It's shuffleboard. There's supposed to be some field hockey for those that still can't be done.
I guess the dead,
as well as, some
reading deceased are reanimated.
Well, we're not sure. That's what they're going to find out.
Maybe that's what it is.
And then we'll have a big old hole underneath half the Earth, and then they can fill it with more, sediment, nuclear stuff.
Yes. Well,
then as that seeds, then we can move up to our own moon. It'll be like living in the desert, and then we can start playing spaghetti western on the House of Cuckoos again.
If they did find ancient ruins on Europa, and they want to go explore that, how we don't even have anything that can travel that far.
We're just sending them in a rocket.
How?
We're going to just crash in there. But the management called ahead, and they said they already booked the band, so...
Ooh.
They're called the Space Boys or something like that. There's not too many games you can play on Europa on something that hasn't even a hotel that's not even existing yet, but they guarantee it's going to be a great time. But
by the time they get to Europa,
it's supposed to show up.
Or when they get
Yeah. It's going to be sponsored by one of the big networks out here in America.
Aswax, I heard, may have their hand in it, too.
I think they're trying, but, you know,
yes,
they might have a satellite operation.
Their space station, yes.
Yeah.
You know, their now defunct space station.
We're the UHF channel of it, you know,
yes.
And Aswax will be on the little satellite with about 20 people living on it going, "Help, I'm going to kill this other guy. He's driving me nuts."
So it's like, you know, is it Aswax version of, like, the MTV Real World? Where they put 20 strangers on a satellite that only fits 7 people?
How do we survive in this such small environment with 20 people that was built only for 7?
How do we get rid
bunk
of
up, buddy. Bunk up. You know, that's what you gotta do. You gotta bunk up, buddy.
To do what? What are you living for at that point? To watch it to go.
There's books.
I'm gonna read books
on the satellite in space.
Why don't you just?
I'm gonna live out the rest of my years in this rinky-dink satellite in space, reading books.
Or just have the beauty of dying in space and just break out of the capsule because it's over anyways, and just enjoy it, see what happens, and feel it.
You fucking freeze
in a freeze-dry suffocation.
Or if you spend too long in space, like Corey McAbee pointed out in American Astronaut, you get the space punies.
Yeah, you lose calcium.
All the calcium goes to your head, and you get a big cranium.
Right.
Small bodies in the gravitational pull of Earth will crush you.
Well, Aswax has special moon boots for that too.
Yes.
So don't worry. There's always a product.
Tinfoil moon boots.
Eventually, you're going to be, instead of Amazon, it'll be Aswax.
Everything is made out of tinfoil because tinfoil
could
withstand radiation of all kinds. Uh huh. True, NASA said so.
What's that one moon outside of Jupiter?
Money.
Yeah, but what's that moon called? No, what's another one? Yeah! That's the one.
Eo!
Ohio. Is that a Michael Jackson? Captain Eo? How many have seen Michael Jackson?
It's Captain Eo.
Hang out with Dr. Antonio. I haven't.
No, I haven't either.
Maybe his ancestors will show up.
One day, someday, they'll show up on a moon rover and land on this planet saying, "Hey, we've discovered this planet." And even though we were already here, they could say, "So what? We discovered it. You're just..."
Right, and some
collateral.
Company will claim it, right.
And we'll destroy
and
you.
And then the people
and take
that,
your planet.
The people that are living there will be pushed off.
And then the aliens will put their flag on the planet and say, "It doesn't matter, we conquered you. We own this planet now. We're going to put you on reservations in space."
Right. Kind of like what, I guess, ISIS would do, too, now. It's like the next wave is coming over to change over.
ISIS is funded by, I'm not even going to say.
But I'm saying, but you see this,
trust that.
The negative waves that come over is, you know, Manifest Destiny wipe it out.
Exactly.
Excuse me. Manifest Destiny wipe out, you know, people native to that land that became the culture. They took the culture out and forced their religious culture on them.
Exactly.
Now you have the next wave of people taking advantage over the other wave. Kind of like it's the next wave getting the just desserts. Is that, you know,
just desserts?
Is that going
out
too far?
I haven't got my red velvet cake yet, so the hell. I haven't got my just desserts.
Well, that's part of your bonus. We quit giving you cash and we're let them eat cake is the motto.
We're going to pay you in cake.
Good cake or stale cake or fruit cake or banana cake? What kind of cake?
Fruit cake. You're
what?
Enjoy it. Tons of fruit.
I'm allergic to dry fruit. I can only have moist fruit.
Fine!
My tongue gets swollen.
We'll give you a moist fruit cake.
Thank you.
There you go.
No raisins.
No raisins. All right, how about prunes? You like prunes and
no.
Figs?
No.
You like figs?
Just to say that, hey, we can't.
So you want fruit? So you want moist fruit and nuts?
No, I actually want $200 in bonus. But if you're gonna give me cake,
we're gonna pay
go
you
make
cake.
It fruit cake.
We're gonna make it. We're gonna pay you cake. If you want red velvet cake? Then that's in lieu of your of a paycheck too.
What if I don't find red velvet cake really good?
Well, then what kind of cake do you want? Beggars can't be choosers here. Come on.
Well, then give me the cash.
No, we gotta buy a cake. That's company policy.
Well, you're saying red velvet cake is the higher quality work job you did versus just yellow cake with chocolate frosting would be.
If you give me ice cream cake, you like that?
Yeah.
Fine! Here's ice cream cake. We're gonna pay you an ice cream cake now. That's your bonus. That's your bonus. Ice cream cake. Fine, go get it out of the exec.
executive room. Fresh. It's an ass wax knockoff curate.
Working for a company that paid you in bonuses, you paid your bonuses out in fucking cake.
The turkeys. There he goes.
Woo. Look at that. Motorcycles riding by the house on this nice morning.
Actually, they were doing it by themselves. No one was on the bikes.
No, these are self-aware sentient motorcycles.
Well, they were. They're gone now.
They said they're related to the Transformers. But I don't believe him.
They're more Gobot looking.
He says his cousin was Bumblebee. I don't buy it. He did. He looked more like a Gobot.
Yeah.
Gobots, mighty Gobots. Yeah, childhood.
Who's childhood? I wouldn't watch that shit. You know why?
The company that made Transformers eventually bought out Gobots. Right.
Do not adjust that dial. We are washing our hair.
The House Cuckoo's radio show.
Lather me up, buddy.
Forget about me. Come see me live. This October. Down Power Life, I drove a pickup truck. I said his wife, and I don't have that life. I'm a sick bastard.
Put that. All right, go get him back. Give him back.
Get in there. No, stay in the closet.
I don't like that human duck.
Stay in the closet. The janitor's closet is busting loose.
Yeah,
I guess it's hot.
The
there
humidity's
too.
Making the door swell, and it's not fitting the jam.
Wart and welter and
so
bend.
So buttons.
So here we are again.
So we're getting lots of strange things happening, but that's
sweating
all right.
Sweating our butts.
The air conditioning has broke at the House of Cuckoos radio show.
Terrible. I'm not enjoying this one moment. We do have a pool out back. It's not really big. It's the one you get at those super discount stores.
Yeah. Plastic with a little aluminum frame.
We each have our own, you know.
Right.
We just sit and...
We dyed the water different colors, so
it's rich, case forever. I have some koi fish in mine.
Yeah.
And I sit there with the koi fish.
With those weird little foot callus nibblers.
Oh, those guppy fish? Like
those things that they're getting them only in these, like... weird nail salons, you know, in the middle of the city.
Fish tanks?
Yeah, you put your feet in these fish tanks. These are like, but it's only good for the first person that goes in. After that, the bacteria circulates, and when they do take away, your skin's still exposed to the bacteria of other feet.
Weird.
Because you don't know who washes
their
feet.
This is odd.
So it's good if you are the first one in.
The first dipper?
Yeah, and the fish are fresh. You know, it's good morning. Let's eat.
Hey!
You get a good one on you, and then that's it. But you can't, you know, they don't want to...
That is...
They're not promoting kill the fish.
This is real?
Yeah, but people go in without thinking. They just stick the feet and a little fish.
That is not something I would do.
But there is a strangeness.
I am not
if you were
pay
in a creek,
somebody.
No, but if you were in a creek, that means there's a natural way that people were able to manicure themselves.
Well, that's a natural thing.
And it would be healthy
but
in the creek.
But to have some bucket of
water, a tank of stationary, unmoving water.
And you're the 10th person in the salon.
Yeah, I'm foot dipping with fish.
We go, how do you know they wash your feet? They told us they wash
your feet. Well, no. I would say, no, we wash your feet here for you, and then we dip you in the fish tank. No, but I'm paying you, right? I'm the customer. I'll throw another $5 in per foot. That's 10 extra dollars on top of the bill. But I want my feet washed.
Nibbled.
No, I want them washed.
Before they're nibbled?
Yes.
Then you'll put your feet in the dirty water.
No, I'm not putting my feet in no water, but I'll pay the guy.
To wash your feet and leave?
He wants to wash, yeah.
Wait a minute, you come back!
You need guppy feet.
Guppy feet.
But yes, people do actually do that.
That is an odd practice.
It's a trend.
What type of culture do we have that we...
You
that
market
we,
everything
that
here.
That we make... It's dumb.
Well,
senseless,
think of
pointless.
The animals, you're, you know...
Are you that vain? That you need your feet nibbled by guppies so you have nice, smooth,
well,
beautiful feet? Get over it!
It's not only
their
that.
Feet!
It's for
you walk on them!
It's therapeutic, too.
That's a good excuse.
No,
so
it really
is masturbation.
You could look up the articles.
Masturbation's therapeutic, too.
It is, especially if you're over 40.
Hey, I'm meditating. Leave me alone.
If you're over 40, it's great for your to help with the prostate.
Help with
and
the prostate
cancer, yes.
Well, I don't think I'm going to have that anytime soon.
So for our old-timer fans there, if you're up on the up and up, whether
salt
you're by yourself or whoever, it's good for your lower health there. So go on. There goes your uncle. I got to go in the bathroom for a minute.
Yeah,
hold on.
I need to wax the crayfish.
Somebody got a catalog. Use your phone.
I'll take a JCPenney's catalog.
I want paper, or else I can't be digital.
Yeah, I don't want my...
I gotta stay healthy. That's terrible.
You know how bacteria-laden cell phones are. Let me borrow your cell phone, or worse, Jimmy's tablet.
Give me the book.
Give me the tablet. It's on the John.
Lick in the finger to change
the
pages.
Ah, man!
You don't have to lick your finger to turn the pages on an iPad book.
Did you have to bring my tablet in the bathroom with you?
I had to do it.
Man, put it in the dryer.
With the bread.
It disinfected. What? It's disinfected. The dryer disinfects the tablet. Even though it doesn't work anymore. What's that in the dryer? Oh, that's the tablet. Right next to the loaf of bread where it's baking.
I thought it was a dry erase.
It's Willy. It's Willy. It's Willy. No, it's Willy. No, it's Willy. No, it's Willy. But it's not. No, because it is. But it's not. Because it is. It's like weirdness. It's like weirdness. It's like weirdness.
Oh, our plugs are in the right holes.
Plugs are in the right holes.
Plugged the right holes. Plugged the right holes. It's really odd.
Yeah, we could have been getting...
Yeah, we could have been getting... Interfering.
You know, this is radio.
This is radio.
This is radio.
The House
Cuckoo
Radio.
Thank you. maybe I'm stronger than a steel.
Yes, Cuckoo fans, what a wonderful show. Thank you so much. It makes me want to ramble. You know, I think we should talk about, stovetops, maybe ovens and things like that. Perhaps a good Dr. Antonio would like to comment on which type of thing he does. But it's the end of the show, so you can go do at House of Cuckoos on most of the social medias, at The House of Cuckoos on Facebook. We pretty much post everything across the board that's about the same. Some things have things that are more special, and those special things sometimes pop up. It's fun, and then suddenly we're quiet because we're working on these wonderful shows for you. Yes, it's the end of the show, and no more stovetop talking, as I was about to think about, you know, gas to electric to, dare I say it, thought burning. Can you burn your food with thoughts? That's our way. We're fading out. Okay, you're fading me out. All right, Jolly's pushing a button, and Dr. Antonio's agreeing to it. And there we go. The House Cuckoos, at House Cuckoos, everywhere you go at The House Cuckoos. Thank you. Episode number 140. Cuckoo.
Don't you wanna listen to House of Cuckoo?